I'm speaking with Dr. Floyd McKeith, who is with the University of Illinois. And Dr. McKeith, what is your title there at the university?
I'm a professor in the Department of Animal Sciences.
All right. Now, here at the sensory evaluation briefing sponsored by Elanco, you talked about designing trials to evaluate meat quality. And I guess the first question I would have is, you're talking about new technologies for the animal industries, and you went through quite a bit of things to be bearing in mind when you're designing trials for this. What technologies are you talking about? Just about anything that you would put in that relates to animal health?
Particularly things that influence the rate and efficiency of growth of animals. That's probably the area that I have the most experience. Mm-hmm. And it would very much impact growth rate, efficiency, carcass composition, meat quality, and sensory characteristics. That's pretty much the area I discussed today.
Well, why don't you tell me first just a little bit about some of the factors that you talked about today that should be considered when you're designing a trial for a new animal technology?
Right. There's a variety of things you need to take into consideration. Clearly, when you do studies, you try to minimize variation in the population that you're working with. For instance, genetic variation. So you try to get a similar set of genetics, similar weights, similar ages, things like that, and then you'd look at their previous management, like their implant history and things like that, and try to standardize that as much as possible. And then as you put the cattle on trial, you'd look at factors like season of the year, geographic location, things like that, to try to understand whether those different conditions affected the performance of the product. And ultimately, you're going to come out and try to understand whether that, how well that product will perform under a variety of conditions for a variety of producers.
I guess the other thing that struck me about it, when you went through all of these factors to consider, and you did point out the fact that this would be very expensive to do this kind of trial right. How often is it done right?
Clearly, as you bring new compounds in that require approval from the FDA, they have a very stringent set of requirements that involve everything from environmental toxicology and human food safety to efficacy. Mm-hmm. The parts I've been involved with are the efficacy, where the government oversees the way trials are done to make sure that the compounds are efficacious and they will perform as what you say they will when you go out and advertise that product. And that does cost millions of dollars for a company to do those kinds of things.
But they basically have to do it by law.
Yes, by law they do that. And most of the companies are very conscientious, and they will do more than the government asks to make sure that when they step into the marketplace that, you know, they're putting their reputation on the line. If they sell something and it doesn't work, those customers will never come back to them. So their reputation is very important to them. So if they come out and they come to your facility and say, we've got something that will help you, that will improve the rate of growth or the efficiency of growth or improve carcass weight, things like that, the compounds have to work.
What is the benefit for the producer and for the consumer? What is the benefit for them, for companies to go through this much time and trouble to make sure their product doesn't affect the end product?
Right. Ultimately, for the producer, it's imperative that if he's going to utilize something, there has to be a financial reward for him to purchase the product, utilize it, and ultimately put that in the marketplace. And it's critical that we carry through and evaluate products all the way to the consumer to make sure that we don't have an adverse effect on the quality attributes or the sensory attributes of that product at the consumer level, because we have to keep the consumer happy and provide them the products they want to maintain consumer demand.
All right, very good. Thank you very much, Dr. McKeith.